All right, we'll call our meeting to order. We have a quorum. One, two, three. And we have everybody. We have one of our youth in governance. Chairman, committee members, supervisors, youth in government comments. I don't have anything this evening. We will be tomorrow evening at the Finance Committee, I think, at 7:30.
Yep.
Sometimes they're a little bit early, but I mean, if anyone wanted to attend that, you know, you don't have to, but I'd say 7 o'clock, you know, just in case. We will be, you know, supporting what we took to the Finance Committee, and they'll be having questions. Everyone will be doing the same presentation that they did here. So we'll move on to any committee members. Anything? Any committee members this evening? Other supervisors, youth and governance? Citizens' comments. Any citizens that wish to address the committee on any topic would be free to do so. All we ask that you give your name and address, and you'd have 5 minutes to address the committee on any topic that you wish. Any citizens' comments? If not, see, you notice I don't do it three times. We'll move on to new business. Review and approve resolution to establish fees for the use of the park and ride structure.
Yeah, and I want to apologize. Things were, we kind of kept the chairman in the loop last week, but the lot that's happened in the last few weeks on a number of these projects, and that's why we got the special meeting tonight. So I hope everybody got the email version of the resolutions. We've got hard copies if anybody needs them tonight. Jim's got copies. First one's the park and ride structure. Basically, this is to formalize establishing fees, and I've got, if you recall, probably about, well, it was in July that we visited this issue. They had done a survey as part of putting the bid package together for the rest of the work to wrap up the parking structure. If anybody wants copies of that, but that was basically used as the basis to come up with the rates that are in the resolution. So the resolution does two things. Basically establishes the rates. The four, they're straight up, because there's a lot of rumors floating around the courthouse, as well as the public safety building. Cops were nervous about what they had read in the paper. This is pretty clear on what the rates are and who has to pay. And the only other thing that this resolution does is something that Bernie had recommended that we put in, that it grant the committee the authority, similar to what we have for the golf operation right now, where we come, if there is a need to change these rates in the future, it comes back to this committee. It doesn't necessarily, it doesn't have to go to the full board for approval. It's basically mimics what we do for the golf rates right now. That's pretty much it. To give you a quick update on where the project is at, the contractor that was only bid put together submittals. Those submittals were reviewed last week late. The contractor's responding and clarifying a couple things on the submittals right now. We would expect them to order equipment, which has about a 6-week lead time, this week, by the end of this week, be able to order equipment. And then there's a second set of submittals they're going to give us that actually defines the work that they're going to do. We're going to review that. So the goal is still to get stuff done by the end of the year, but realistically, it's probably going to be early, mid-January by the time we get everything buttoned up. But that is where we're at with the project. This establishes the rates, and I think it says in there that, you know, whichever comes later, either this being installed or January 1st. So if we have it in before January 1st, the rates go into effect January 1st. If we don't have the equipment completely debugged by January 1st, they go into effect when the things are fully debugged. That's pretty much it, Mr. Chairman.
So what we're looking at is jurors, prospective jurors, no charge for first-come, first-served spaces. Civic Center employees, no charge for first-come, first-served spaces. Or $50 a month for reserve spaces. Metro commuters, $50 a month reserve, or $3 a day for first-come, first-served spaces. And general public, $3 a day for first-come, first-served spaces. And that's that. Any discussion? Questions? Supervisor Noodle.
Civic Center. Everybody that works at the courthouse?
Yes. It's defined that way. It really is anybody that's got one of these. So I call it the Civic Center because the KPD they have these, joint services folks have these, but all county employees have these. City Hall folks don't have these. It's just the people that work in that civic center who are county employees is a more accurate way to describe it. But I just use that for simplicity, I guess.
And the other question, I probably should know this, but I'm getting too old to forget things. How many parking spaces we have there?
It's about 300.
Okay, I'm going to defer to Vicki. Yeah.
Just enclosed or with the outside?
With the surface.
With the surface, yeah.
President Dodge.
I understand that the city police will have to pay to park in there?
No. No, the city police have these same badge. The KPD, anybody that works in the public safety building has this same county issue badge.
Okay.
So the joint services folks, the KPD, and the sheriff's department.
Doug?
I think I heard you say it, but did you say the city employees over at the other side of their civic center, they don't have those badges, so they'd have to pay?
Correct.
I don't think they park
there. They wouldn't park there yet, typically, anyways, no.
Oh, just one quick question.
Sorry.
With regards to just jurors themselves, is it pay on exit or pay on entry?
It's going to be pay on entry.
Okay.
So for jurors, it's going to be there's going to be a keypad. So when the code of courts issues, we wanted to stay away from the one-time use paper ones with the mag strip because of maintenance and cost. So they just get a pin, they key it in, and
okay. And you mentioned that, I forgot. Thanks. Thank you.
So any other discussion questions? If not, if everyone is comfortable with this, could we have a motion?
Moved
by Supervisor Noodle, second by Supervisor Skoletsky, to approve this structure. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Do the governance? So we're approved. I've got the original here, Al. We'll move to the City of Kenosha lease with the tower.
Okay, and I'll update the committee on exactly where this is at now, because I believe since we last met, I can't remember because we've met so many times this month, but we've gotten formal FAA approval. I can't remember if that had happened since we last met, but the FAA did approve the site. They ruled that there is no hazard posed by this, which is a big deal, because then I have to go to the airport commission Wednesday night to go over that information with them, and then typically they just follow suit. I have no reason to believe that the airport commission is not going to concur with the FAA's conclusion on that. So let's see. There's that. We went to the city Planning Commission last Thursday for a conditional use permit to do the project, to get the tower and the support building constructed, and that was passed unanimously. There was, just so the committee's aware, there were two folks that did speak in opposition to it, just in case they come to the county board. They're folks that live right across the street, and they had raised a number of concerns. Without getting into the details, they really weren't accurate, and so I explained to the commission that some of the concerns weren't quite accurate, and bottom line is the plan commission actually approved it with even an overrule of staff, because staff didn't want us to put barbed wire on the fence around the building to secure it, and the commission saw that it really has to, given the nature of what's in the building, it needs to have. So. It actually worked out very well. So that happened. We're actually working with the DNR in the final throes of getting them to give us permission to build on this, which we didn't know we were going to need 3 weeks ago. But about 2 weeks ago, in doing some of the site preparation work, we stumbled across a deed for the property in our land information system. It indicated that the land was purchased with a stewardship grant 8 or 9 years ago. And as such, There's certain things that DNR has say over, and like I say, we literally stumbled, but we've worked daily with them to work through it. And I haven't gotten the official word today, but where I left things Friday afternoon is we've got everything submitted that should make that happen. So I don't anticipate us having a hang up there. It was just one of those extra roadblocks that got tossed in at the 11th hour, probably the 12th hour actually, but everything else is on track. There's the airport commission is, like I say, Wednesday. I got to go to a City Parks Commission meeting on Monday night. Then this will be ready to go to full city council on November 5th. And that's that track. The bids, also the bids came in not last Friday, but the Friday before. We had budgeted about $280,000 for the tower itself. And that's the bid package that we had out now. That came back at like $241,000 was the low bid. Next highest bid was $276,000. So we got a real good number for that. We're actually working with that contractor to potentially, if all these other little hoops fall into place, he'd actually be able to start putting the footings in like the second week in November. So there's quite a few things that have to happen before then, but at this point, everything's kind of on track. We're going to be surveying it, the property this week to just nail down a few things. They'll be doing soil borings either late this week or early next week, so we're getting to that point where... So that's where it's at. It still is viable. It's still, we're not out of the woods yet, but at least we're making progress. So this is just to formalize the authority for the administration to... We don't have a lease drawn up yet, but the city has agreed to $1 a year for 35 years to lease us the land. This basically would grant the executive the ability to enter into that type of a lease. Like I say, the lease hasn't been developed yet, but that's what this does. It grants that authority to do that. That's pretty much where that project's at.
Any questions for Ray on this or any discussion?
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Just regarding the two citizens that came in, do they live to the south or to the north?
They live to the south, okay. And actually, I think they're lifelong residents based right. on some of the folks. So they were just, a little concerned that there's going to be a tower where there used to be the woods.
The woods will still be there. Just
the woods will still be there.
It's like a really tall
yes.
metal tree. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so nothing that really.
No, they brought up some issues that the driveway into this. Was going to cause a traffic hazard, but realistically, the current driveway, it gets access to maybe once a month, once every 2 months when there's an issue in there. It's not a... So it was just... They're frustrated that there's going to be a tower across the street from them.
Thanks.
Any other discussion or questions?
If to approve.
Moved by Supervisor Dodge. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Supervisor Skoliski. Any discussion? Not all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Through the governance? So, there's it. So, Ray, we'll move on to the Katy Park.
And this, gentlemen, is really the main reason we had to have the meeting tonight from a timing standpoint. In the offer to purchase, it was defined for the property that the closing would be around December 15th of this year. But there was a financing contingency in there that indicated that we had to have a firm commitment to financing and doing the deal by November 4th. So we worked with the DNR feverishly the last couple weeks to get them to finally tell us, are you in or are you out? Now, they had promised us, they originally committed to getting that information to us by late June. John's basically talked with them, I would say, on a weekly basis for the past few months, on a daily basis for the past month, and on maybe not an hourly basis, but more than once a day the past 2 weeks to try to get them to push this. Evidently, they struggled to get an appraisal done on the property. They needed to have an appraisal from their end. Bottom line, late Thursday evening, the executive had a conversation with one of the DNR folks, and we got a firm commitment Friday morning that they would be giving us as a stewardship grant $265,500 to do the deal, to support the project. The original purchase price has not changed from what was brought before the committee in May, I think when it was originally, to when we applied for the grant, which is $810,000. So this resolution basically does two things. It authorizes the acceptance of the stewardship grant for the $265,500 and authorizes the purchase of the property from Talmer Bank to expand the park, give us the maintenance facilities and all the other stuff that goes with that piece of property, the land to do Highway F if we're ever able in a position to do that. It gives us all those things in one resolution. So that's basically the thing. I got the same handout I had given the committee back in May when we applied for the grant, if everybody wants to refresh memory as far as talking points. Jim had put together a spreadsheet that shows the exact layout of where we're at now with the dollars that they've committed to on the grant. And that's pretty much it.
I think we're going to need this spreadsheet because we had that before, especially this is going to finance.
Yep, tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Yep.
They're going to need that. And to refresh everybody's memories here.
This too.
What we...
Those are kind of the talking points that put a little bit more narrative to the background.
Jim can probably walk you through. It's actually the same spreadsheet we had back in May, but we just took off because we then were guessing at what the numbers were going to be. So we had two or three columns on there. If it was this, then it would bottom line be this. But now that we know exactly what the dollar amount is, it's just the one column that shows exactly.
Yeah, the top section underneath purchase is the cost of the various parcels with a subtotal purchase price of $810,000. And then the stewardship grant is $265,500, so it leaves a net purchase price of $544,500. Then the bottom section is different expenses that we'll have associated with the park, purchasing the park, and also some savings that we will, or items we will not have to spend, things that have been in either the CIP or some other things. I'll run through them real quick. There's asphalt on the property and there's concrete on the property. I think the construction company was using it as kind of a dumping zone.
Warehouse
for asphalt and concrete. And there's a cost to crush that. Asphalt, $73,000, and the concrete's $38,000, but we could sell it. Those are Mr. Sipsma's numbers for what we can sell it, or we could possibly use it for our own internal purposes if we needed any this crushed material. Also in the CIP over the years, there's been $500,000 to build a new maintenance facility at Fox River Park. We will not have to build that, so we would save $512,000. There was also in the CIP, not this year, savings from, there was a plan to build a new building on the KD Park for maintenance. We would not have to purchase that or build that either, and that would save us $300,000. We think that we could sell a couple of the lots in Parcel D for $125,000. So three lots, Ray? Is that?
I should have brought the map too, because yeah. I think there is three parcels.
Then there's also, we would be purchasing some land. There's a plan in the CIP where we have to redo Highway F. We would not have to purchase the right-of-way to do that because it would be included in the land that we purchase here. But we would have to spend some money in addition. We'd have to fence the shop yard. That our estimate was $100,000. Probably have to repair. There is a building on there that would need repairs and renovations, $5,000. I put in a cost of an appraisal and $5,000. Then there's an area cleanup, which I don't know if you all remember, but it was in the CIP that we approved and put through to the Finance Committee. So if we don't have to spend money for those additional facilities, netted off with some of the money we would have to pay clean up and build a fence and things like that, there'd be an extra savings of $937,000. So there'd actually be a net inflow after we purchase the property, get the grant, don't build what we thought we'd have to build, and pay for some expenses associated with getting it up and running of $393,000. I don't think these numbers on the bottom have changed much from anything you might have seen before, no. Just the top a little bit.
The first one, we didn't include that third parcel, so I think we were closer to
$500,000. Yeah.
Right. When we talked to finance about this, the money that we would use if we close in December or January, the actual money, where is it coming from?
Okay, there should be a document attached. Does everybody have that?
Yeah, the budget modification.
I didn't know it, so I brought some copies here.
While Jim's passing it out, I just want to make one correction. When Jim stated about the savings from not having to purchase right away on Highway F,
right,
that's not in the CIP. It's in a sewer PAC study.
Right.
Okay, there is a difference on that.
But I know the finance committee tomorrow night is going to want to know, where is this money coming?
Yeah, the way
second to last page.
Jim will have it there, but the basic, in the resolution, we tried to identify that the park development fund would be the fund where we would front the money, so to speak, our match to purchase the property. It would be the hope, though, that we can, when we do close out the Highway N project, which has some administrative issues yet with the city, we're just waiting for them to basically to give us the final bill. We're anticipating there's going to be a decent chunk of change left in there. We would like to replace or restore the park development funds as best we could with those leftover Highway N monies. In other words, ultimately, after everything shakes out, purchase the property with bonded money. Since it's a permanent investment with capital structures on it, it's a better use of funds to use the bonded capital funding as opposed to the park development fund, which is basically accrues as a cash installment that Waste Management pays us. That can be used for other park development activities. So that's in the resolution. That's why it's lined out that way. And Jim can speak to the budget mod.
Right now in the Parkland Development Fund, there's about a little over $700,000.
Right.
This budget mod adds $265,500 as revenue and then also adds to that budget. So we'll be up to, plenty to purchase $810,000. And then when the stewardship grant comes back in, we'll have to put that money back in there to offset that.
And then the highway, is it Highway M funds?
Yeah.
Then would go back into that.
To restore the park development.
To restore it.
Yeah.
That would be, that's the intent. That's kind of, we talked over with finance, they said, look, you're buying a piece of property, it's going to be in the county forever, it's got capital improvements on it, it really makes best sense to use capital dollars to purchase that property and restore. But for right now, we got the park development funds that are available. It makes sense to do it that way, front the cash and get it done that way.
Well, I think if we had finance, especially tomorrow, and that this committee's talked about it numerous times already, but when we show them the money that we were going to have to spend in Fox River Park, it was fairly soon. The one at KD, that wasn't critical. That wasn't maybe the next 5 years or when we're thinking about doing that. But in doing this, we're getting what was appraised by us and another appraiser, and now the state, theirs was lower, but a building that was, I think, appraised at 600 some thousand at one point. And then the land. Well, that's going to be critical when we're talking to any county board supervisors to show that we're actually, for the first time in my 18 now years here, we're actually going to show a profit on an acquisition. So supervisors are dim.
Well, I just wanted to ask a question then, because I didn't know it was $600,000. Should something be put on the spreadsheet about that appraisal value, or?
Well, I'm not sure whose appraisal it was. One of the original ones had the building and 10 acres at that.
Yeah, it was the original one. It was the original one the DNR had. I don't know that it's critical that it be on the on this spreadsheet, Jim, because this is, you got actual numbers on here now, other than the estimates down below, but I mean the stuff up above.
Those appraisal values aren't correct. I want to change them before. I don't want to give Finance Committee anything that's wrong, or if there's three appraisals out there.
So which sheet are you looking at?
Just the handout.
Okay.
On top, I have some appraisal values that from way back to being, those are our appraisal numbers.
And those are
anything
the,
confusing there.
The numbers in the right-hand column?
No. They're in the explanation.
Yeah. $395 appraisal and we're paying $450. That's not going to go over too much. That's what he's concerned about.
The thing to keep in mind is that where it shows the $100,000 for the shop, office, and the land, 10.56 of 100. The reason those are broke, those numbers, the appraisals didn't break that out in that kind of detail. We had to do that because those couldn't be considered for the stewardship grant. They wouldn't. So right. this is broken out this way on the top to show how the stewardship grant, what they can fund.
Right.
They actually end up funding the two northernmost sections. And I can't even remember if they fund Parcel C.
Whose appraisals are we?
Highway access.
Okay. Whose appraisals are we using here?
These, if these are off the original one, Jim, these are off the Doosterbeck from
Pitts.
Doosterbeck, though. The ones we had were Doosterbeck, but the original DNR one, or not, I shouldn't say original DNR, the original Chalmers one.
That was Doosterbeck.
That was a Doosterbeck.
And Pitts.
That was a joint. That's right. It was two separate appraisers the bank used.
Right.
We have to confirm. Do you think, John, this is Doosterbeck and Pitts? Is that? We'll have to confirm that. I'm not sure myself.
That's the only one I read.
I got to look. I don't remember which one.
I mean, that's when I think that was. And at a meeting that we had with the Talmar people, when we were talking about being able to get this grant, we were talking about, I know that was the highest amount was the parcel with the building.
Mm-hmm.
And the state will not give us grant dollars for a building. It has to be parkland. So what they agreed on at that meeting was that we paid them a much higher amount for the vacant land, and actually the building site itself, they about were going to give us, so that the grant money worked out. So their appraisal, original appraisal, was $1,100,000 something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. We can clarify that, or at least have that information available at finance, because I don't. Speaking to it clearer than I can.
Well, we're going to have to talk business at finance, because then the bank said, well, FDIC is involved, and lowest we can go is $700,000. We were thinking $800,000, but then we added the 10 acres that is going to be the Highway F, the new Highway F, when they straighten that out. They wanted $100,000 for that, or $125,000, and they accepted $100,000. That's where the $810,000 came.
That's right.
Right. Mr. Resident Noble?
A couple of questions. First of all, I would suggest you do bring the map to the Finance Committee meeting. And I think you should get put it on the thing what the appraisals were from the other two places. And then you can explain that it was broken down this way so that it maximizes
the growth,
which the chairman just said. And what is it? I wish I saw the map right now. I know I've seen it before, but where does this new Highway F come into play here? Is that Parcel D? Is that what that's all about?
Yeah.
I think if I remember, that's...
Yeah. Parcel D.
Somebody said we could probably sell Parcel D.
Well, because it kind
of
goes...
Some of the lots.
Yeah.
There's 10 lots.
So that portion of it, someday Highway F is going to go through this...
Yes. Sooner than later, apparently.
She's got it.
You can make copies of it. Highway F is currently down here.
Right.
This is the shop right here on the new property. This kind of separates it. This is the other piece of property. It's actually this parcel. We figured this would be able to sell. That would be able to sell. These pieces right here.
Okay, so you're going to sell it south of the road.
South of the road, basically.
Yep.
Okay. There's some other maps I have. Yeah.
And this, what's going to go into the park right here?
All of this.
Oh, all that.
All of this.
That over here, too?
Yep. That goes all the way over to Highway.
There's 100 acres, 94 point something, that would go into the park.
It's a chunk of land.
So it shows. We'll blow these up, but basically,
yeah.
F Stone, you know, I mean, you know the property better than
that. Right.
These are not that same map. We can make copies of that if the other committee members want them before tonight. So
I've got it.
I got a quick question.
Yes, sir.
I'm not involved in real estate, but how much would the related closing cost be? Would they be insignificant? That's why I don't see them on here.
Closing costs. Just the estimate.
Oh, the cost of the closing costs. I thought. Okay, I'm sorry.
And that's probably pretty conservative low because our attorney is on the clock already, so, but that's our estimate of what other costs would be.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure, because we just went through this, but the money, all we're doing is taking some bonded money, shifting over here to use it, and as soon as the grant money comes in, we'll...
Not quite.
Shift some of it back?
Not quite, because the grant money is 265.5. We need to come up with another $500,000
right.
plus to make the 800. So that initial $500,000 is coming from the Park Development Fund.
Okay.
Which we have already.
Which we have.
This is parks. That makes sense. Yep.
Right.
So then the plan would be when Highway N, which is a bonded project, is to basically restore, take whatever funds are left over once we get the final tab okay. from the city, to take those bonded funds and restore those into the Park Development Fund.
Okay.
So we, in essence, then you end up purchasing the property, the long-term asset, with bonded capital-type funds.
And so primarily what we're doing here is just using money we already have, shifting it around a little bit, making it available so we can close on time.
Correct.
So and then shift some back.
Yep, right. Exactly.
I mean, the only thing to Supervisor Noble's point is that, you know, maybe getting these appraisals on here, but being ready to explain it. Because we've heard this story multiple times, so we're on it. They may not... be exact, but when you're coming out ahead, 300, almost 400 grand at the end of it. The other thing was on asphalt concrete. Do you guys plan to sell it? Or you can hang on to it because we're always deep road bed, aren't we?
Gary, that's a value to us.
Yeah,
so that stuff is a value.
And it doesn't have to leave, right? It can sit there.
No, it doesn't have to leave. There's a commitment to clean up the site, but clean it up. There's not a time frame defined, and clean it up would be grinding this stuff up and using it. If we are in a position to do the Highway F, straighten that out so it is straightened out, those spoils would be used for that process, and you'd probably end up using the better share of them, if not all of them, up for that project. So that would be the ideal thing. If we can get outside money to help with the Highway F fund, use that, then grind the stuff up, clean the site up, get the road straightened out, and get it all done. That is conceivable, too.
Now, just one other quick one is we get this purchased, and then is there anything immediate that has to take place with regard to the parkland, or can that wait a little while until we figure out what or how we want to improve it?
The only thing we did is, as Jim indicated, we put in for next year's budget, we put $20,000 in there to do some basic, probably real basic cleanup. Some signage and some little access control stuff. So just kind of basic stuff so that the place is secure. I mean, it already is secure, but we have to do some signage per DNR regulations and some other things. But it's kind of, well, there's some stuff, but I think we've got funds to cover that immediate kind of stuff with what we got budgeted for next year.
Thank you.
And actually, well, the way John has the other part set up, the tillable land could be included right away in trails. There's nothing to it, you know, until we get into areas that we have to work on.
Would we ever consider tilling any of it? I'm just throwing it out there.
We have in the past. In fact, we leased some of that to a local farmer up until this year. Another piece of acreage near the dog park, that's part of this, another local farmer bales the hay. So, yeah, we've done it.
Would our committee work on that? Do you guys come up with a proposal and bring it to them? I'm just saying, maybe not tilling it, such as planting soybean or corn or something, but maybe growing hay, and that you can harvest.
But that's what they did. And, yeah. And we just had a state average rental price per acre.
Yeah. But it's something.
Yeah. And then it didn't get wasted.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've already had an inquiry about that.
Oh, great.
Okay. From the same one as the Lois Brothers Center.
Well, the Lois Brothers, now, we cut those fields, but they green baled that stuff. All right. Talked to you last week saying, hey, thanks for having that cut, you know, those open fields. But they had the big round bales out there. I walk my dog out there every night, and it makes it easier. Because then you don't have to take the trails. You can cut around and pull. Well, you fool the dog, so he doesn't always head it back in the car.
So you can get him in the car.
Better done that.
Yeah, well, tonight it was a wet one. Yeah. I think we're going to have this information, and then even though I've kept the county board very well appraised on what we're doing here, the finance committee is going to forget all that tomorrow night. And so we're going to have to probably tell them the whole story again. It happens every time. They won't remember it. And I can do it too after you guys do. And I'll go through detail after detail on how we're. But I guarantee you they won't remember any of this tomorrow night. Even though all year I've been telling them everything that's going on.
Dennis?
Yeah.
Will this be a budget modification and require 2/3 vote?
We won't, on the park improvement fund, let's see, how will that work? Yeah.
When it gets to the county board, they'll want to...
Yeah, it'll be 2/3.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But this is why we have the park improvement fund.
Yeah.
It's to approve parks and add-ons, so that's why the... And a lot of that money has come from waste management. And different things that we've done with people that they've had to put money into it. So.
And this is levy neutral.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah. In that sense, yeah, we're not taking any. The park development fund is not levy dollars.
Right.
And the capital funds would not be. They're not levy dollars in the strict sense of the word either. They're capital funds.
So when we're on the board, you know, we just need to emphasize.
So it's paid neutral
because that would
be paid for.
That's easy for them too.
It's still,
yeah.
Still the first time for me that I've seen we actually, I call it, we're making money.
Yeah, in the long run.
Yep.
Save
right
the
middle.
I have a few questions. Okay. I know we had talked about it before, that DNR was going to, the grant was going to be 50% or up to 50%, which we're getting 265.5 right now.
Yeah.
So 50% of that, where are they basing the 50%?
50% of what the appraised value of the pieces of the property that are eligible for the stewardship funds.
Which that would be parcels A and B?
A and B, and I
parcel
think if it's
C?
Not all of C, I think it's all, it's a chunk of C.
It's
a land part.
Small chunk.
It's a small chunk.
And so parcel, anything from parcel D?
No.
No. Okay, no. So parcel D is completely...
Correct.
Now, the appraisal that we had, the bank had one appraisal which came in at 1.1, I believe you say?
That was the original
appraisal
from Palmar Bank.
Okay, which pretty much that's the material
loss
anyway. Then we did an appraisal that we did ourselves.
Right.
Who did that appraisal?
That was Doosterbeck. We had Doosterbeck do both chunks of land.
Okay, but did they do the appraisal for the bank also? Did you say they did the
bank? They did the appraisal for the bank. They did one of the appraisals for the bank.
Pitts Brothers did the other.
Yeah, Pitts and Doosterbeck did. They had two separate appraisals the bank did a year prior, so now it's almost 2 years ago.
So the bank had two appraisals?
Correct.
One from Pitts and one from Doosterbeck.
Okay.
Do you know what those appraisals were? Separate.
That adds up to the 1.1, the separate chunks of them?
Oh, the separate.
I know that they added up, it was 1.1 or 1.2 million, and that's all.
They did not do an appraisal for the all.
Sure.
The all the parcels.
Yes, all the parcels were separate.
All the parcels were separate.
Correct.
Okay, so how much was the appraisal from Pitts Brothers, which it was for the three parcels, right? Four parcels.
Let's look at the file. It might be easier.
Yeah. It's very clear. They're about this thick, and it tells you.
Yeah.
It tells you what the land, I know the building was the most expensive with the 10 acres.
Which that would be the parcel.
I have a key. I got it.
The parcel C's got the building, right? Or no?
Yes, that would be right. Yep. M2, yep.
Yes.
See, the way it's shown on here, that's broken. Pushed down so that we can optimize the appraised value of the lands that we can get the grant for. Because the stewardship grant can't be used for the acquisition of buildings, and there was one other thing that they couldn't. That's the main thing on this piece of property that affected that we had to break things out separately. They would not, the stewardship grant wouldn't cover the cost of the buildings, only the land that could be used as parkland.
So we asked, so this is going to be skewed, and that's why we're going to have to be very clear and just tell people. What we asked Thalmar to do was, we'll pay more than appraised value for the land. You drop what you want for the buildings. And the building was appraised by every appraiser at much higher than that 150. It was up to 600.
500,000 to 600,000.
So they dropped that because we can't get grant money for a building. So actually what we said at that meeting, and that's not what happened, we said, how about if you give us the building, we'll give you 700 for the land. Because they wanted 700 for the whole thing. And they said, okay. They didn't have a problem with that.
It's the packaging, so we could optimize the.
Find the original one.
The originals? These are ours here.
These are the latest ones.
Let's do the original one on the building piece, because that's the one that I think Kate wants to.
There you go.
That's the two for the bank had. This is the big chunk. Yeah, actually, Duesterbeck did the property with the buildings on it.
Okay, which is parcel C.
Yes. What we're calling parcel C, okay. Yep.
And how much did that come out?
$610,000.
Okay, and then the other two parcels.
Do you mind, could I take a look at the
appraisal for that other parcel in there?
90.51 acres, that's the big one up in the north.
They didn't appraise that 10 acres down to the corner to the south.
It wasn't part of this original piece.
No.
That was $450,000 for the 90 acres B parcel.
And what did
A and B.
Yeah.
Right. Who did that appraisal?
That was Pitts.
That was Pitts.
Yeah. Pitts did that one. Duesterbeck did the original commercial or the building piece.
Okay. And who did our appraisal? When I say our appraisal, the one that we ordered.
We ordered it from Duesterbeck, so okay. It was a year later, and Duesterbeck was one of the few appraisers on the DNR's approved list of appraisers. So okay. We said, okay, let's keep it simple. This guy already looked at the property. Let's have him do an appraisal a year later. Is that one, John?
The ones we did?
Yeah. And Duesterbeck has
this, the mining, and then this, I think, this is the north property.
Oh, so they did it. So the north property which would be the big chunk, the 90 plus acres, those are AMD. That was $395 a year later, and $625 for the other piece of property, the one with the buildings on it.
Why do you have $125?
Because that reflects what how we had to break it up to
get the grant.
To get the grant. To optimize the grant funds.
Well, we're not getting the grant anymore. We got that. I think we should change it to what they're actually showing there.
Yeah, we didn't.
That was my question. What should we be putting on here?
I think you should put this at 25.
This is the numbers that we've been using all the way through and everybody's seen. And before I change them, I want to be sure that everybody... These numbers go back to day one from the first spreadsheet I did.
Right. And we did this for the DNR. Minimize the amount of the building and that 10 acres. But I think that can still be explained.
Yeah, but we'll tighten it up. We'll tighten it up and maybe we end up with two spreadsheets. One that shows what would be presented to the DNR, so things are optimized from a grant standpoint, and one shows internally what the actual values, our appraised values were for things, the real values, not what was used for DNR grant application purposes.
Okay.
Because there's really, the appraisals don't change, it's just how you break it out.
Mm-hmm. But this shouldn't be confusing. Oh, okay.
Okay. I just feel bad.
Yeah, I mean, even $695 appraisal, and even if you lump those two together at $250, that's a heck of a deal you get. Right?
Right.
You ought to show that. It's a lot easier sale to two-thirds versus $125 we paid $250. And I'm with you on the DNR part. That makes perfect sense to me. Absolutely.
We'll clean these values up so
we should show the value of that building on the appraisals.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we got them here, so we'll just we'll take the numbers here.
Because we talk about it down here, what we're going to save. So.
Well, and we know we're getting twice the building we were going to build.
Right, it's much larger. Much larger, and much more outfitted.
And we're going to spend $500.
Hoists and lifts and.
That's a big deal.
A bunch of stuff that. We probably wouldn't be able to afford. It wasn't in the original estimate for the building, the replacement building at Fox River Park didn't have the hoists and some of the other features that this building's got in.
I mean, you can do heavy equipment maintenance out there.
Absolutely.
And you're required. I mean, you have no replacement right now here. Well, to be able to keep, you know, you've got a pending big storm coming or something, be able to keep a couple trucks out that way. It's not a bad thing.
There's options. Yeah. There's many options.
So, plus there's office space out there enough for a sheriff's department too.
Right, which is a lot of advantage.
There's office space that I know Parks will.
We need one office.
Yeah.
One for the foreman.
Well, you do actually. Well, I thought you meant for you to go out there because you wanted
well,
to
I was,
get away from.
Well, he's foreman.
Well, that needs to be quiet.
So, any?
Can I continue with since I had the floor? I mean, I was interrupted.
Okay.
May I?
Yes.
I know we're talking about the appraisal. I asked you about to see the appraisal that we got it.
What do you want?
Would that be to see the appraisal?
Yeah.
Go ahead. That we got it.
You want the new ones or the old ones?
The new ones. The ones that we ordered.
Oh. Okay.
And then the appraisal from the DNR, it came in
our same.
What's that?
The appraisal that the DNR got.
The new one. We haven't actually seen that ourselves.
Did they say how much they came up?
Did they give us the bottom line on it, John, on the appraisal?
I mean, it can be all together.
It would be double the 265.5.
Right, yeah.
Whatever that is.
265.5 times 2, because it's 50% of that. 30,
5, so that will be $531.
Right, but that's just the land that qualifies. Again.
They didn't appraise the building.
Right, no.
Never looked at the building. Actually, the building did not come up at the 625. that's the cost approach, it came in at 625. Which, on the sales comparison approach, that would be $190,000. That's what they have on this appraisal.
Is that for the, that's for the building parcel?
That's for,
it says 395.
This one's got, this is a copy of that, I believe, Dave, and this is...
Well, no, this is
market
the
value
where it
of
shows the market value. Oh. It shows 190, but the cost approach cost, actually it's got a 605 here in the front. Which pretty much what they do is if the building was completely new with the land, all improvements, it will come up to 605 and then the 190 usually. Is what the market
No, no, but
really
read below
for.
The note. The entire subject property consists of 10.8 acres.
Right.
However, at the request of the client, us, for the intended use of the appraisal of future right-of-way, the building footprints and all improvements on the site are being excluded from the appraisal. So that's why that number is so low.
The building's
that's
not
just for the, on the 10 acres.
That's just for the land.
That's how we had to ask him to appraise it. So the 605, I understand what you're saying, that it represents the cost, but that does
the
have
approach,
building
which is
in there.
With the new
that,
one.
Whereas the other one is only the property, not doesn't have the land or doesn't have the building, the improvements in it. Because we asked them to exclude that so it could be considered for.
I've seen them.
I'm good.
So Gabe, do you understand about that, excluding of the land?
Yeah, no, I understand
okay.
Excluding of the land. Still, I think
the building.
The building
right.
Of the land.
Have yeah. You guys gone out to see it? Because I have a different trip out there.
Yeah. I'm there every day.
I think you were.
Yeah.
Somebody asked before if we'd seen the appraisal or if the value, the email that we got from the DNR, said that their certified value, and we haven't seen it, but they're saying it's $505,000. So if you take half of the $505,000, that's $252,500. And then there were some costs incurred by the county, which they will also pay for, which added on another $13,000. So that's how we got up to the $265,500.
So that is $505,000
is what their email says to us.
And that does not include the parcel D, right?
Right, parcel D, I know it's in there.
No,
the parcel D does not include.
I know that that's not.
Okay. Nor the building.
It's
right,
a,
nor the building.
The land of A, B, and C.
Well,
but not the building.
Okay. I would have a problem to approve it as it is. And again, I'm not against it. I was for it. It's just, it's not clear, and I don't want to look stupid tomorrow night to the finance committee, because I think we go with this year, we're really going to look like, well, maybe by, and like you say, maybe internally to put it at the value of the land, we came in into the 505, you know, based on the appraisals or an average of the appraisals for the parcel A and B and C, just on the land. 505 does not include the building, which the building is whatever number we got it in there. And then we have the parcel D, which nobody did an appraisal on that, right?
I'm not sure of that. I know that the bank had an appraisal done.
Okay, which we can estimate even, let's say, to the 110 that we have it in there. And by adding them up, which you then come up to be whatever, $800,000, $900,000, whatever the number is, then I will feel more comfortable because at least it looks like, okay, that's what we have. But to me, like, no, it shows like the property is, it's, you know, with the appraised value,
the two appraisals
way overpaying what they're really worth.
The way it's laid out right now, the two appraisals look a lot less than what we're paying for, and that's the problem.
Exactly.
So we got to get the accurate.
But I've been able to explain it, and I've explained it to everyone. So if we, yes, we write it up, but I can still explain it tomorrow.
Sure.
And say exactly what we did.
Yeah, that would be fine. But then you know they're going to, you know, like you said, where they're going to say, well, what did you guys
do? No, it's really clear.
Based on that. So by just, yeah. You know, that's what we're basing our recommendation,
right.
You know, from this committee.
Right.
Okay. And that's fine. But just starting by saying, okay, based on this here, like this here, we come up with the 505. Let's use even the DNR. Or 50% of that with the other cost, $531,000, I believe. $531,000 for the land. Mm-hmm. Another, I think, $300,000 for the building, whatever. And another $100,000 for $110,000, the estimate for parcel B, which you add them up, it comes up to be about $900,000. We're paying $810,000, and then I would fall more comfortable to say, well.
Well, actually, we could show appraisals of $1,100,000. And we're paying $800,000. So, but if Gabe's going to question it, then I think
we got to tighten it up. We got to clean it up.
Show the appraisal for the building.
Yep, we got to clean
separate.
It up.
Separate. Yeah.
And the 110 here falls right in line with the 10 acres right above it. It's right in that range.
Right.
You're right next to each other, so why wouldn't that land value be very equivalent? Mm-hmm. So, in case we didn't have 100.
But a point's well taken. We'll clean this up so it, like you say, we've got other realtors on the board that are savvy
well,
to this stuff.
Well, we've got other realtors and you know what they're going to.
So we'll get it more accurate.
But this alone is fine. This does fine with an explanation. Anything else, Supervisor Miller?
Would you take the, how about it? And this is just a suggestion or whatever. By taking the appraised value out completely, you know, from both of them, where we have appraisal value of 395, appraisal value of 125, just below those numbers, and then just get the explanation. We got the appraisal, that's what they came in at, and I do it.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
To me, it seems like, well, the appraisal is 395, but we're paying 450.
Right. This creates more questions than.
This was, again, for the DNR.
But just explain what he's saying is take that out and explain.
Take that out and explain it.
Explain the different appraisal.
But actually, put the other appraised values.
We'll put the other appraised value
back in there.
Yeah.
But not what we gave the DNR to get the grant.
Right.
Because it's done.
Right. So in that way, it would look like.
Right.
Otherwise, they're going to say, oh, what did you guys want this?
I don't think so because I've told everybody about this all year.
I like to say, they forget.
Yeah. But they're, don't
they forget.
They don't get as confused as you do, Gabe. I'm just joking.
Whatever.
This has been explained to everybody all year.
I understand, and that's why, and I remember. That's why I say I don't remember exactly the numbers, but we talked about it. That was the reason we did it.
I understand where Gabe's coming. There are a few of those supervisors. I'm not going to remember. Right. They're just
so. Just lose the DNR's appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm hearing. Go back to the normal high appraisals.
A couple of them have never made it west of 94.
Right. Anything else, Supervisor Noodle?
No.
Any other discussion on this one?
Move to approve.
Moved by Supervisor Noodle.
Second.
Seconded by Supervisor Dodge. Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Youth and Governance?
Aye.
You get to go home early.
I'm not excited about that.
Hey,
I watched
the
football. We haven't adjourned yet.
Any other matters?
Yeah. The only thing I wanted to note were two things, actually. One was we're running this the first time we went through for the grant application, went to all three committees, so we'll go to finance tomorrow night when we do our budget.
Right.
It'll go to land development extension next week, and then it'll go on to the full board on November 7th.
Regular meeting.
And the second thing, I was going to ask the chairman if, given that we've had three committee meetings this week, I pulled all of the division heads' today to find out if there was anything that they felt we needed to meet in 2 weeks. On November 5th would be our normal. Yeah. And there really isn't anything other than standard reports.
There'll be three meetings this month.
Yeah, three meetings this month. I'm sorry. So if it makes sense, if we could forego the November meeting, then at least December we probably will have, I'm sure, stuff that requires action. But I don't feel a need for us to, we're not going to have a ton of stuff to bring to the November.
That's, I think that's fine with everybody.
They don't want to see our smiling faces?
Well, I got to be at city council that night, too. So let's see what piece
like
of it.
You.
Yeah.
So, Ray, what time are you going to get there tomorrow night?
I'm going to probably get there about 7.
I think that's... I mean, they're rarely early.
The sheriff's right before us, and I'm thinking that's not going to be an early one, but it'll be an interesting one, too.
Because we're working up in Whitewater Lake, and I'm going to time it for 7:30. Okay. So.
Definitely going to be late.
Well, I've walked in there, though, and they were done.
Yep.
They were done. So, you know, sometimes it goes real fast.
Do we have to do anything with regards to Ray's suggestion on next meeting timing, or
no, we just don't have to handle it.
Okay. I didn't know if we had a vote ending.
No. So we have this original to sign yet. So, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Second.
Move to adjourn, seconded by Supervisor Skolitsky. All those in favor say
aye.
Aye. You're the governance? All right.
You sure?
Thank you.
Great. Great job, guys.